This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Meow, 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 meow. JPC.
Meow, 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 meow. Aaron Keefe.
Meow, meow, meow. Adorify. And Rudy Kitty.
Meow.
Oh, I stepped on Rudy Kitty. Hey, it's Hey Riddle. I'm Adam Refine.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
What if we just did a whole podcast and all we did was meow and occasionally said each other's names?
I think
no one would listen.
5% of people would say it's their favorite episode ever. The other 95 would stop listening.
How long would it take people to stop listening? Would they stop
right away?
No. It would be one of those things where at first it's funny, then it gets annoying, then it gets sad, then it gets funny again, then it gets real sad,
then they get
pissed, then it gets funny, and then they stop listening.
If it was a podcast that I was listening to, I would maybe give it 15 minutes of that. I listen at double speed, though, so that's seven minutes of my time.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So half of 15 is seven?
I'm not going to do that.
Captain Budget over here?
I'm not going to fall into that trap. I don't know how to do the numbers part.
Speaking of Captain Budget, you budgeted for yourself to go on a vacation recently.
Yeah, I just got back from a little land I like to call Mexico.
I feel like everyone calls it that.
Great.
It's not like a name you made up for it.
I call it Lower Michigan.
Yeah, it's South Florida. But it was great. It was very fun. It was very relaxing.
Where'd you stay?
I stayed in Akumal, which is Riviera Maya.
Agrabah.
I stayed on the Agrocrag.
Did you get a piece of the rock?
I did. I got a piece of the rock. Dwayne Johnson. I got a piece of him. I got something to tell you, sir. No, it was great. I've never done an all expense paid thing where you like just pay a lump sum and then it's like everything's included and provided and you're just on a resort. I will say that.
Can I say something?
Uh huh.
I think all expenses paid is what they give you on a game show. I think what you got was an all-inclusive.
All-inclusive. All-inclusive, yeah. All expenses paid. I would win that. You paid for it. Yeah.
I had an all-expenses trip. Who paid for it? I did.
It was all-inclusive, so you pay and then that's it. But
I wish my life was all expenses paid.
I don't drink and I don't eat meat, so I think a lot of the all-inclusive was like lost on someone like me. They were like, why are you even here? Like, what are you doing here? But it was fun. It was great.
You paid $80 a meal and you're eating chips?
I was really impressed that they actually had vegetarian stuff too, because it wasn't what one thing that I think is very funny is all of their menus were marked like vegan, gluten-free or vegetarian with little markers on them, but the markers meant nothing. They were just there was one item that was marked as vegan. It was like gorgonzola cheese. And I was like, that's not vegan. There was one vegan item that was like shrimp, lobster, crawfish. And I was like, what do you think vegan is?
There's a new place that opened over by Gemini and it's like a grill or diner. And uh-huh. There's a vegetarian menu and one of the items on the vegetarian menu is chicken.
Yeah.
And Gemma was like, is this like fake chicken? They're like, no, it's chicken. And they're like, why is it not a vegetarian? They're like, because it's not meat. You idiot.
That's my joke, is that I'm a vegetarian. I eat chicken, shrimp, beef, and fish.
And speaking of eating meat, Aaron, you just bought a dog.
Yeah, not to eat.
What?
What?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you grow the dog and then you butcher it.
Yeah, I got a dog this week.
That's awesome.
It is so ridiculously cute.
I cannot wait for you to meet her. She's so cute. I Yeah.
Her name is Lou.
Her name is Lou. Her name is Louisa, but we call her Lou.
And
or
she only
mostly
wears
Lou Bega. She's the best.
What?
We got her from the Anti-Cruelty Society, and she's
they're
really
the
sweet.
Best.
Yeah.
The Cruelty Society, awful.
And also the Antique Cruelty Society. Is,
oh yeah, thumbscrews.
A lot of great old dogs.
Well, this is a crazy story about how I got my dog.
This is a story of a dog.
I had been looking at their website and all the like paws, everything in Chicago's website, like every day, because Sean and I have been talking about getting a dog for a couple months. And last Sunday, I was on Anti-Cruelty website, and this dog was new, popped up. It said they got there yesterday. Or like she was in the system yesterday, and I sent Sean a picture, and then I put my snow boots on and I just started walking, and I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I, this dog is like not the kind of dog I was like looking for.
Uh-huh.
And then I was walking through the snow. Sean called me and was like, I know this is going to sound crazy, but we should go meet that dog. And I was like, I'm a block away.
Oh, wow.
But this is where it gets crazy, you guys. I walk in, she's walking out. She had just been adopted.
No, by Sean?
No, by this woman who had a bad energy. And she's like taking the dog for a walk. And she had just done her like hour-long interview, been approved. And they were just waiting to hear back from her landlord. They called her landlord to be like, hey, just like, we got to double check.
Yeah.
And so.
Sounds like Baba Yaga.
I came in and sat down.
Sounds
the
like
most
Baba
handsome
Freak.
Man who works at the Anti-Cruelty Society. You have a beard. You know who you are. So handsome. Came
okay,
up to me. And
okay, let's
was like,
guess his name. Blake.
I don't remember his name.
Trent.
Okay. But he was like being sweet to me and was like, do you want to walk this other dog? And like gave me information, like told me everything. And I waited for Sean and I was like, I don't even care about everything. Stupid. Dog. And I tried talking to that woman. I was like, oh, congratulations, you just adopted this dog. And she had this like, don't look at her attitude. She's like, yeah, I adopted her. So
she blew a cigarette into Aaron's face.
It was so rude. And then I
killed her.
Sean and I were like getting ready to leave. And then the guy came running out and was like, her landlord said no, probably because she was had a terrible energy. And then we were hanging out with her and walking around with her. And I was like, this
the woman
is
with
my
the terrible
dog.
Energy.
They yeah. called ComEd and she had terrible energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And
ComEd
Sean,
is a provider of energy. Just
and
so,
I were just,
for not Chicago people.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that that's Chicago.
To worship battles joke.
Commonwealth Edison isn't across the U.S.? Really?
Not
yeah, I think
in the Commonwealth.
It's just,
that's insane.
Is it just Midwest or just Illinois?
Yeah, I think it's just Illinois.
That's insane.
We didn't have ComEd in Indiana.
Oh, that's why when I say you have to pay my ComEd bill when we go to different states, they have no idea what
so
I'm talking
people
about.
Outside of Illinois don't know who Thomas Edison is?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, they're Tesla people.
Anyways, that made us want her. If we had gone in and she was available, we probably would have been like, we are not ready to have
you only dog. Want what you can't dog.
You Aww. Only want what you can't dog, and now she's ours and she has separation anxiety.
You so. Can't always get... What you don't.
But this is just me
Aaron,
saying if anyone has any recommendations for doggy daycare.
Spaghetti had a pretty bored separation anxiety. I'm having a stroke. But it's treatable. You can. There's a lot that you can do to help dogs get over their separation anxiety.
We're going to get her a vest.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Not like an anxiety vest, but like an L.L. Bean puffer vest.
Sure.
just so she looks just like kind of cool.
Like her Lululemon pants or something.
But I'm sure I'll talk about her. Her name is Lou, and she's
and
perfect, and we love her.
We need to have a hangout with Spaghetti, Brisket, Fries, and Lou.
They're a family now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to inherit this podcast when we die.
They Fries, should do this podcast.
If you two put saddles on your dogs, then Brisket and Fries can ride your dogs.
Nothing else matters. It is only this.
I can't see a saddle on Spaghetti. I cannot see a creature riding it that is not a gopher or a hamster. I'm sorry. Those are the only two creatures that I can even see riding. My dog.
Oh, you guys.
I can't describe how joyous it was to have Aaron be so sincere and just goes, nothing else matters.
Someone better draw that if I don't get to see it in real life, but I have hope we get to see it in real life. What are we doing today, Adel?
Aaron, we're doing something special today. This is going to be somewhat similar. If you're one of our Patreon subscribers, you might recognize this format. This is what I've done before with Aaron and JPC, where they play the Disney twins, and I call these fun shots. It's just sort of a one-off fun adventure. Unlike the Patreon, where we sort of run it like a D&D with dice that they roll, this is going to involve no dice, and it's going to involve riddles.
No dice, so I guess I leave the no way.
Topical.
Did you say riddles?
It's going to involve riddles.
Are we
so
still talking about those?
I've riddle-fied this just to make sure it does qualify for one of our episodes.
Just to be clear, I do leave, right? You do not want me here?
Andrew? Andrew?
Yes?
Please leave.
Andrew.
Mr. Dice Man.
Okay, goodbye.
Little Miss Tuffet. He got on a dog and rode up.
Yeah, that was my dog, Shed Spaghetti.
Oh, no. He's not a gerbil. So, Aaron, what we're doing, this is something I've wanted to do since episode 9. I thought to do it now as a thank you for all the love and hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that you put into Hey Riddle City.
Aww.
I thought this would be just a special celebration of Aaron. So JPC will be sitting this out.
Thank you for knowing how much blood I put into Riddle City.
I left with Andrew Dice on his dog.
No, on your dog.
Mr.
So,
Clay.
What we're going to be doing, this is going to be called Hey Nintendo Cafe. Aaron, this is inspired by story of when you were a kid, you and Molly playing Nintendo, or more like Molly playing and you not.
Yep.
Do you mind setting the table a little bit just to remind anyone who hasn't listened to the episode, or it's been a year since you told the story?
Yes.
Just a brief synopsis of what Nintendo Cafe is to you.
So Nintendo Cafe is a perfect example of what it means to be the youngest sibling in a family. So my two older sisters, specifically Molly, would play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, or Nintendo 64. And I would really want to be involved. So to trick me, she invented Nintendo Cafe, which is, I had this cafe, which is just her kitchen, and I would put a little towel over my arm and then have like a notepad, and I would take her order for what like snacks she would want. And I would go and make beautiful spreads, just kid charcuterie.
Lunchables.
Yeah, Lunchables. Like, but it was like Cheez-Its and nachos and like Go-Gurts and all these things in a
yeah,
plate.
Sure.
And I would come in and be like,
kid charcuterie was my rap name, by the way.
Yo Capri Sun, ma'am. And I would bring her food. And then I got to sit quietly and watch her and then like tell her what a good job she was doing. And then clean up, too, because it was my little cafe.
Yeah, it's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. It's terrible. It is a precursor to like video game cafes to a certain degree,
yeah.
But boy, oh boy, is it sad. Sad every time I hear it.
So I've watched more video games than I've played them, but every once in a while, if I'm playing Mario Kart against some guys I barely know, I do okay.
I get really thirsty for Go-Gurt.
When is the last time you played N64?
Oh, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
N64?
Do you own one or anything?
Yeah. My childhood home still has one, and I think I definitely played Super Nintendo recently when I was home. I played like Yoshi World, and then I played Banjo-Tooie.
You mentioned Banjo-Kazooie. I had never heard of that or played that. I looked it up. It is like often called a masterpiece.
It's my favorite.
What I saw here, it says Banjo-Kazooie. It's a bear and a bird looking to stop the plans of the witch Gruntilda, who intends to steal the beauty of Banjo's younger sister, Tootie, for herself.
It's heaven on earth.
Which is fucking bonkers.
Banjo-Kazooie is very, very good. Banjo-Tooie is the best video game of all time. I've yet to watch or play a video game. I know that technology now is incredible, and everyone will disagree with me, but there's no more fun you can have as a human.
I'm sure that there are plenty of people that would stand Banjo-Tooie. I think that that is something you will find.
I'm summoning my Banjo-Tooie army. Stand behind me. Show yourself.
Well, let's get into it. This is Hey Nintendo Cafe. Aaron, this is for you
Thank
and for
you.
Redemption for your childhood and as a celebration of you for Hey Riddle City.
That's really
so
sweet.
Arnie, why don't you grab your microphone and 8-bit guitar and lay down that fat track. So here's the setup. Aaron, what's going on as you fall asleep? You are Aaron today.
Way ahead of you.
No, Aaron, I'm saying you fall asleep. Wake up, please. So, Aaron, you fall asleep. And you are in your dreams. When you wake up in your dream, you are waking up from a nap on your couch in Hingham. You are a child. How old were you during Nintendo Cafe days? Probably 10 or so?
8, 9, 10.
Great. So you were 8, 9, and 10. You were 8,910 years old.
Wow, Aaron, you fucked up when you said that stupid thing. Got her.
What a celebration of Aaron.
I thought JPC was supposed to leave.
Oh, no, I'm not here. This is Andrew Dice Clay.
So, Aaron, you are 10 years old. You look around in your Hingham home, And there's no Nintendo 64 because, of course, your sister Molly keeps it in a room under lock and key. However, in the living room that you're in your Hingham home, you see the soft glow of the TV illuminating the room. You're not sure how long it's been on or who turned it on, but on the TV, there's a commercial playing for a new heart medication. The heart medication is called Cardiobrus. You see in the ad, there's a 50-year-old woman on a tire swing in slow motion laughing. Then there's another 50-year-old woman on the beach in Capri's looking out at the waves as content as she's ever been.
Is Adel just describing his sexual fantasies?
Shh, shh, shh. Daddy needs silence. Now there's another 50-year-old woman, a third 50-year-old woman. She's at a nightclub.
They're all blowing on each other's lips.
Sorry.
There's Adel's a third 50-year-old woman at a nightclub dancing with glow sticks and crying. And now a fourth 50-year-old woman running through the forest, and she trips and breaks her nose, and she's laughing. Across the bottom of the screen, the side effects for Cardiobrus scrolls by until it says, 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Cardiobrus for patients under 65. The screen freezes on that exact sentence. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Cardiobrus for patients under 65. The television flickers. Some of the words and letters in that sentence flicker in and out until it stops, and all that's left is the words 9, 10, the DO and doctor, and the age 65. So it says 9, 10, do 65. As you read those words out loud, a gaming system appears next to the TV that looks like two shoeboxes full of applesauce. It's clearly some sort of janky knockoff Nintendo system. So it's not an actual Nintendo 64. It's a 9-10-do.
You didn't give us a second to applaud. Two shoeboxes full of applesauce.
It's a 9-10-do 65.
9-10-do 65. 9-10-do 65, you guys.
So sort of a knockoff Nintendo. We can only assume that this company isn't litigious. A controller sprouts out of the system and lays at your 10-year-old feet. You see a home screen suddenly turn on.
8-year-old hands, 9-year-old eyes, 10-year-old feet.
And a 1,000-year-old brain. You see a home screen on a TV suddenly appear. Right now, it only has two options. It says one player or two player.
Nintendo. Applesauce.
Two player.
Great. So you select two player on the controller. As you do, a second controller snakes out of the Nintendo, lands next to you on the couch, and suddenly a young 15-year-old from Indiana springs onto the couch. It is JPC in his younger form. JPC picks up the controller. As he does, you're both zapped into the game. You still have your controllers with you. You're both kind of turned into, I don't know, 65 bits? Is that
one? Yeah. Wait, it would be for
science.
This.
Uh-huh.
And on the screen inside the game that you're in, you see that there is a spot for three initials for each of you.
You should probably go with JPC.
No, I'm 15. I wouldn't actually be JPC. Yes. I'm going to go with ass.
So JPC is ass.
Oh, he took ass. That's the only swear I know right now.
Oh, I can teach you some other swears.
Yeah, what? Oh, no.
Okay,
this
let's
took
see.
A turn.
Okay, let's see. What's a dirty thing I can say in three letters?
Poo, damn,
come.
Come. No. I want to be
come.
I want to be fuck, but F-U-K.
That's great because it'll get through all the profanity filters.
Great. So ass and fuck have entered the game. You're still at the home.
We high five.
You're still at the home screen. You still have your controllers. Before we move into the game, with your controllers at the home screen, is there anything you want to do? Any buttons you want to press? Anything at all? Okay.
Wait, we're at the home screen?
You're at the home screen. Is there anything you want to do?
What do our controllers look like?
We want to look around.
Your controllers look like N64 controllers, but there's 5 extra buttons.
Okay. Is there anything that says like demo or like a little story you watch?
Nothing like that. I guess what I'm looking for, is there any secret code?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do forward, back, back, AABB.
Great. So all of a sudden, you see that your life counter goes to infinity. It's a sort of an 8 sideways.
Nice
so you
mode.
Do have infinity lives. And suddenly a genie pops up. This is a game genie. Says to you, "Welcome to the 9-10-do 65. I am the game genie. Please, I will give you 10 seconds each to choose your appearance. What would you like to look like in this game? Anything goes, like Sutton Foster says."
I would like to look like Sutton Foster, please?
Great. And you look like Sutton Foster?
Me now, longer hair, huge pecs, oily, not sweaty, oily, and like John Rambo, you know, tied off bandana, and
that's 10 seconds.
Okay.
And you look exactly like Michael Madsen.
Oh, man.
Blew it.
Well, it's a 65-bit.
The Game Genie fades away, and suddenly you are in a totally black screen. There's a block that appears above you. It's sort of a yellowish block and has a question mark on it. It's about two feet above your head, maybe a foot and a half above your head. Definitely within reach.
Oh, okay. Well, from what I know about video games, I'm John, by the way.
Well, I thought you weren't John yet. I'll call you Ass.
Call me Ass, and I should call you Fuck?
Can you call me Aaron?
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Hey, Aaron. How old are you?
Like 8, 9, 10.
8, 9, 10? I'm 15, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
You have an interesting vibe. I bet we never work together.
Oh, well, I wouldn't call it working.
As you small talk, the block starts to slowly fade.
No,
as
wait. I'll jump up and hit it with my head.
Great. Aaron, you die.
What the fuck, Adol?
But you have infinity lives, so you immediately repopulate, but you absolutely felt that pain.
Well, that sucks.
Damn, it's a question mark block, and you try to hit it with your head? I'd jump up and slap it with my hand.
Great. As soon as you slap it with your hand, the block goes blank, and a sheet of paper comes from the top of the block and starts to fall slowly to your feet.
Ugh, paper. I don't want to do homework.
I'll do it.
It absorbs into the floor, and you hear a voice say a riddle out loud. This four-letter word suggests family. Take off the first letter, and a flower you'll see.
Okay, fuck is a four-letter word, and you have to fuck to create a family.
What's your deal?
It repeats itself.
It's pretty much this.
This four-letter word suggests family. Take off the first letter, and a flower you'll see.
Okay, okay.
Four-letter word that suggests family.
What a flower you'll see is a three-letter word.
What's like a not like gang or community or tribe or...
Family, a flower would be like bud... Budweiser. That's appropriate for this time period,
family.
Right? That's the beer commercial?
Family.
Dom Toretto. Let's see. I'm 15. Would Fast and the Furious be out?
IDK my BFF Jill.
Bob, we had a baby Eatsa boy. I'll call now.
Okay.
Are you any good at riddles?
No.
Me neither. I think that they're stupid.
I hope this is the last time I ever have to do them.
Amen to that, sister.
Okay.
And you start to, the two of you start to think of flowers, popular flowers, to sort of work backwards, perhaps.
Okay.
Rose, tulip.
But they have to be three letters.
I'm trying.
And as you say rose, you feel like a tingling sensation, like you're on the right path.
Oh.
Rosebud, sled. Citizen Kane.
Take off the first letter and a flower you'll see. So you have to add one letter to rose to make a four-letter word that suggests family.
Bros.
Ding, ding, ding. As soon as you say bros, all of a sudden a heart, an actual human heart in overalls, comes running towards you.
I kick it. And he, take it as far as I can.
And he hears the of disgust and then gets kicked. And
flies. No, JPC!
He flies across.
Ass, call me ass.
He flies across the screen, but he only goes so far because the screen, it's 2D and the screen is cut off. So he hits the side where the TV sort of stops and bounces back towards you
what
in sort
this?
Of a roll.
Pong?
What is this? Wreck-It Ralph? Are we in the movie Wreck-It Ralph?
And this human heart wearing overalls gets to his feet and goes, hello, it's a me, Superb Cardio.
Oh, boy.
Pause for applause. Everyone's clapping for Adol in their car.
Where is the mouth on you, Superb Cardio?
It's inside the overalls.
I don't want to know. I'm not looking in there. I'm not falling for that again.
And a Roomba comes by and he jumps on the Roomba and kills it.
What the fuck is that?
I killed the Roomba. And he says his catchphrase, which is, bing.
You really have a lot.
Because he can't say Yahoo.
Yeah, no.
Does he go, it's a me, a super cardio.
It's a me, a superb cardio. I'm one of the Cardio brothers. My name is Cardio Cardio.
Yeah, canonically.
What's your brother's name?
My name is Cardio Cardio, and my brother is Luigi.
Do you have like a nemesis? Do you have like an exact like doppelganger nemesis as well?
Oh, I have a yes. His name is Wardio.
Wardio. Okay.
Adel's crying and bleeding. Too much work.
Welcome to the 910 65. I'll be your guide. Superb cardio.
What are we doing in here? How do we get here? I just don't need to get back to Central Indiana.
Why? You're in a rush?
What are you?
Bada boom, bada bing, I'm a mean 10-year-old.
Bada boom, bada bing. Are you from Boston?
And as you say, bada boom, bada bing, a very Italian-looking heart comes in with green overalls and goes, it's a me, Luigi. Ooh.
That sounds filthy.
Vagina cardio.
Look, I have to get back to bullying people in band.
Great. Now this episode's called Vagina Cardio.
No, it's not.
And running behind Luigi is a brown bag or sack with legs. At the top of the sack, there's a baguette sticking out. You can also make out a few apples. And in the middle front of the bag, there's what looks like a tear or a rip. And suddenly a long tongue shoots out of him.
Okay,
and
what hear, is this? This is...
Yoshi,
and you, no, yeah, but you was, hear a yeah. voice say...
Lunchy?
Groceries!
Groceries!
Oh, no.
Groceries! Groceries!
And and Elijah goes, this is my friend and pet, groceries.
You accidentally did something where every couple that listens to the show, they're going to come home, and that's how they're going to say they brought home groceries.
Groceries.
And Elijah explains that Yoshi is their friend.
Groceries.
That groceries is their friend, and that groceries is super helpful because you can pick up groceries and carry it around.
Oh, you
and
can't,
and that's helpful.
You can't ride groceries.
No. Okay. It would immediately crumble.
Sure.
So you have to pick it up, and it's probably 40 pounds or so.
It seems like a lot of this is geared towards not getting sued. Am I wrong, Luigi?
Oh, I don't want to get
vagina.
Sued.
Thank you.
It's no. Vagina.
It's ass. Oh, me.
No, that's vagina.
Fuck.
Gotcha.
Your ass.
Fuck. No.
Please don't get those confused.
Ass fuck. Ass fuck. Please, ass fuck.
Not again.
It's ass and Aaron. It's ass and Aaron.
No, ass fuck is what the game says.
Oh, my bad.
So, me and my brother Cardio, we are here to help escort you through the game. If you make it, Aaron, fuck, you get to play a Nintendo 64.
Me?
The real deal.
I get to play it? I don't have to watch someone play it?
You get to play it. Hold the controller and everything.
Holy shit.
Wow, that would be legendary for you. A girl playing video games?
And you get smacked You get smacked in the face with a tongue kissing you.
Groceries!
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's not a tongue. That's a shaved ham.
Jesus.
That's groceries. Don't say Jesus.
Shaved ham makes me think of vagina cardio. So clearly groceries has taken a fondness to you, and groceries is like just at your side, really enthused and really wants you to pick him up.
All right, groceries. Here
Great.
You go.
So the cardio bros explain to you that you have to make your way through a few levels of this system or this game. And each level is going to be a door that you have to make appear. And then in that level to kind of defeat the level or get through it, you have to answer a riddle.
Okay.
Cool. So you start on your path, and after a while, you're at the spot where a door should be. There is no door, but you do see a riddle sort of appear in front of you.
Oh, interesting. No door though, huh?
Another one of these.
No is door. It is another question mark block that we have to slap?
Nope. So what it says here, okay. where the door should be, I mean, simple answer, no.
No, I guess it's not.
Where the door should be, you see sort of etched in the air, it says, once a monkey king, but something went wrong. One little typo, and now I'm, and it says blank blank.
Donkey Kong.
Great. As you say Donkey Kong, the cardio brothers shake their head, but a door does appear. You open the door, and you see in front of you a bipedal donkey. The donkey is jacked. It's just absolutely massive in terms of its upper body.
Well, this is a fun parody.
Wow, look at those pecs.
And as you approach it, you notice that at the jacked donkey's side, there's a littler donkey with a backwards cap and a T-shirt that says P. Diddy Kong. And the little P. Diddy Kong is saying, like, take that, and saying, like, bad boys for life, stuff like that.
Yeah.
As you walk through the door shuts behind you and dissolves. The cardio bros and groceries are with you, and you are greeted by the donkey.
Welcome, ass fuck. Welcome. My name's Donkey Kong.
Oh, do you have any barrels that I can throw?
In the morning, I'm throwing barrels.
Oh, boy. Oh, what a setup to that.
You set me up for that.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Donkey Kong. D-U-N-K-E-Y. Donkey.
It's nice to meet you, Donkey Kong. And it's nice to meet your little friend, P. Diddy Kong?
Yeah, P. Diddy Kong. Take that.
Okay, great.
Oh, ass and fuck, yes?
Yes, we're ass and fuck. We're, you know, we're here trying to get our own Nintendo 64.
Oh, yes. Your own N64 would be very nice.
Yeah. Can you help us?
Yes, of course. You must solve a riddle from Donkey Kong.
Can't wait to hear it in your voice.
Well, here it goes.
And he clears his throat and several rats just fall out, just dead rats.
You and me both.
An English word has 6 letters. Remove 1 letter and 12 remains. What am I?
An English word has 6 letters. Remove
1 letter and 12 remains. What am I?
What letter do you add 12 to make it?
Well, the word 12 has 6 letters. 6 letters. So it's an English word that has 6 letters.
Uh-huh.
Remove 1
donkey
and 12 remains.
Yes.
Remove 1.
And in the morning, I'm drawing barrels.
12 remains.
Mm-hmm.
13.
What's another word for 12?
Dozen.
A dozen?
Yes. That's 5 letters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens.
The word is dozens.
Dozens.
Yes. And I just realized I sound like Pennywise the Clown. Hey there, Georgie.
Yes, you do.
We all float down here.
I don't get that reference.
I don't watch those movies
yet.
Well, it's a book.
We all know how the clown sounds in the book.
So as you say dozens, Donkey and P. Diddy Kong high-five each other, and suddenly a little bit in front of you, where another door should be, another riddle sort of appears in the air, sort of glowing as if handwritten in calligraphy. It says, going to space, seal the airlocks, hop in my R-Wing with your friend...
Starfax! What Ass said. Listen to Ass, not me.
The answer was Carfox.
Carfox.
The answer, you say Starfox?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you say Starfox. The Cartier bros shake their head no, but a door does appear.
Ah.
As you walk through, the door dissolves behind you, and in front of you is the most... unbelievably fuckable fox you've ever seen.
No,
so just a fox.
I've seen more fuckable than this.
He's wearing a leather jacket. He has cool sort of space pants with a holster and some sort of laser gun. There's probably some sort of frog thing next to him. I never played Star Fox, but this is what I assume.
Oh, don't worry, but I have you go through the whole cast.
And as you approach, he isn't looking towards you, but you can tell that he's aware of you. And he's sort of he's still looking past you and ignoring you, but he says, "Well, well, well, look what the cat drug in, as fuck."
I wonder if Star Fox will be my first kiss.
Who
is this? Zap Brannigan?
Who?
I wonder.
My name is Fox McCloud.
Do you think
from the game Star Fox?
Uh huh. Ooh.
Do you think Fox McCloud would be my first kiss if I asked?
I don't think Fox McCloud kisses. If I'm being honest.
No, you're right. I'm a fox who fucks. Fox McCloud. Because I take that ass to the moon and back.
It is this the antagonist in the game, Luther Vandross?
I'm sorry?
Luther Vandross?
If anything, I sound like Billy Dee Williams.
Well, no, it's a play on Andross, who's the name. It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
I'm helping.
How are we doing over here?
We're good. We're not interested. I know our name
unless
is
you have a riddle.
Ass and fucks, but we don't.
If you'd like to move along, I do have a riddle for you. What are you, like 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, from Indiana?
Yeah.
You smell like paint thinner.
Thank you so much.
You've been huffing it?
Honestly, I'd rather fuck this frog. What is your name, Sloppy, it looks like?
My name is Sloppy.
Where's the bunny?
I'm a
the bunny that's like, what's the bunny sound like? He's like, ma, ma, ma.
Well, you're just like your father, Fox.
Yeah.
Fucks. You fuck like your daddy, fucks.
That's awful.
This is going perfectly.
Well, enough out of you.
Nothing sums up Hey Riddle Riddle more than that's awful.
And there's an eagle over here, and it looks like your name is Fucko.
Yes, that's right. Fucko, screw off.
And as you're trying to meet this whole cast of characters, Groceries is sort of tugging at your pants, trying to get your attention.
Groceries? What is it, Groceries?
Groceries! Groceries!
What's up?
And Groceries' tongue flicks out to a piece of paper in Star Fox's hand.
Ooh, can we have that paper?
Yeah, I'll read it to you. It's a riddle.
Can you not read it sexy? Is that possible?
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, boy.
Take care, kids. and it's game over.
Oh, no.
No.
And it says continue, 10.
Continue.
8.
Continue.
7.
Continue.
Continue.
6. Continue. Great.
Both players say continue?
Yes.
So we continue, Star Fox starts to read the riddle. I'm flat when I'm new, and I'm fat when you use me. What am I?
A balloon.
Is that right?
It is a balloon.
Oh, boy. I don't want to know what kind of balloon it is. Oh, he gave me one. I don't need this. I don't want this.
And he takes out a balloon and starts to stretch it like a clown does.
Why is that so hot?
And he...
through the door. Shit. Let's get through that door.
And he blows up the balloon and ties the end and gives it to Fuck as a little parting present.
Lots of It references.
And as you take the balloon, Aaron... you start to float away. You grab hold of Groceries, you grab hold of Ass, and also the Cardio
and
Bros.
And also JBC.
Hang on, and you start to float up to the sky.
Huh.
And with that,
Cardio,
a quick little break. What was that?
Oh, Cardio Bros, we've gotten pretty far in the game. Is it possible in a Nintendo 65 to save our progress?
A what? You mean a Nintendo?
A Nintendo, yeah. Can we save?
That's a great question. Absolutely not.
Oh, shit.
When we come back from break, you'll have to start over.
Oh, no.
Ding. Nintendo Cafe.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. Nintendo Cafe.
And we're back. So the two of you are holding onto the balloon. We have sort of a chain of grip dragging the whole cast along. And as you float up...
I'm trying desperately to let go of the Cardio Bros.
Please, no!
Their claws are digging into my skin.
Don't let vagina fall!
Let vagina fall!
And as you sort of hit the top, the sort of ceiling in the air here, another sort of area where a door would be appears. You see on that area, written into the sky, it says, "We'd be deliverance if we were a movie. A bear and a bird must be...
Banjo-Kazooie!
Great, and the Cardio Bros shake their head no.
Stop doing that, you condescending pieces of shit.
We just don't know who those are.
Okay, we get it.
A Google.
No.
A Yahoo.
No.
Bing.
There it is.
Good. And a door appears, or a doorway. There's no actual door, and the balloon immediately floats through, bringing everyone with you. The balloon pops. Everyone lands on the floor. The door dissolves.
I'm covered in something so sticky.
And it's all the artery fat from the Cardio Bros, because they are human hearts and overalls, clearly ejecting fat constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in front of you are not Banjo and Kazooie, but you do see what appears to be sort of a burly country bumpkin bear with a mandolin who's just impossibly high. Next to the bear, who's clearly high with a mandolin, you see a sort of revved up motorcycle with wings, and you start to approach the bear and the motorcycle.
Can't wait to hear the name for you.
Who, me?
Oh, nice. He's doing the real voice.
Yeah.
Let me introduce the two of us. We're Ganja and Suzuki.
I'm so sorry.
I was gonna guess.
I'm so sorry.
I was gonna guess.
Hold on.
Bongjo.
Hold on.
No, Ganja and Suzuki.
Okay.
Ganjo.
Mm-hmm. No, Ganja.
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 Mm-hmm.
And Suzuki.
And Suzuki.
Why is everything sounding like a vagina to me? Is it Freudian? Is it just my brain, or are you saying things that sound like vagina?
Maybe it's because you're 8 and you don't know a lot of words yet.
Maybe.
And the bear cannot stop laughing, just like high as hell, just laughing his ass off.
Well, I gotta be honest, guys. You're the game that I want to play the most.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take a hit?
I'm 15 and I'm from Central Indiana, so I'll take a hit.
Oh, then you probably want Coke.
Do you have Pepsi?
Who wants Pepsi over Coke? Fuck Indiana.
Well, why don't you get on Suzuki and I'll give you a riddle and you can ride around with that grocery bag.
Groceries.
Okay. Normally, you're the one that they ride and there's a man.
Really?
Yes.
Never played the game.
You wear a backpack that has Suzuki in your backpack?
That doesn't sound right.
Okay.
A motorcycle in my backpack?
Yeah.
Well, it's a Suzuki. I wouldn't call that a motorcycle.
A crotch rocket in my backpack?
And as you get on Suzuki and start to fly around revving the engine with groceries, Ganja reads you a riddle.
I cannot hear or even see, but sense light and sounds that may be. What am I?
Can you say it again?
I cannot hear or even see, but I do sense light and sounds that may be.
But I do sense light and sounds that may be.
Uh-huh.
Can't hear or see.
But a camera? Video camera?
But sense lights and sounds that may be. Think more organic than a camera.
Yeah, I was going to say can't hear or see.
Uh-huh.
So are you an animal?
Lightning.
Yeah.
I'm
a type of animal.
An animal that can't hear or see.
Mm-hmm.
A bat? No, bats can hear because they have the sonar.
You're warm.
I am.
This might be something that bats eat.
Oh, so bats eat bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquito?
Firefly.
No. No.
But it's closer. A bug. It's a bug?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a bug that can't hear or see?
But sense light and sounds that may be.
Sense light?
A moth.
No.
Nope.
Butterfly?
Don't moths go towards light?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you know?
The answer to this riddle.
Okay, so it's not a
what
moth.
Bug?
Is it a
lightning bug, firefly?
Is it a nighttime bug?
I guess so.
Does it fly?
It comes out when it rains.
A worm?
It's a worm.
Oh, yeah.
And as you say worm,
the moths of the dirt.
Ganja and Suzuki celebrate and go nuts and do a little dance, I suppose. Never play the game.
Mm. You would love it. Please play it.
What game?
I want to talk to you about it.
Ganja and Suzuki.
Great.
So they usher you down a path to where there's another spot where there is a placement for a door, but no door. And appearing in the air, as always, is another riddle. It says, I'm back with a hunch, but I'm not Esmeralda. Don't think that I'm Link. I'm the queen. Name of?
All right, hold on. Let's not fall for it this time. We know what it actually is. What do we think that the Cardio Bros named it?
Say it again.
Yeah.
Back.
I'm back with a hunch, but I'm not Esmeralda. Don't think that I'm Link. I'm the queen. Name of?
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Around the Cardio Bros. God, it's probably something stupid. Like we were going to guess
Zelda.
And then we're going to get in there. He's like, no, it's Pretzelda. And it's like, what's Pretzelda? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, you know Pretzelda?
No.
Let's just go in and give him the satisfaction.
Okay.
Here we go. Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda.
Shaking your head.
As you say, Zelda, the Cardio Bros shake their head. But a door does appear. As you open the door, there's no humans that you can see. It is a what seems to be some sort of shrine.
Okay.
There's sort of moss and plant life around it. It's sort of emanating a glow.
Sweetie.
Smelda.
Yeah, there's sort of a fountain in the shrine. Just sort of gently sort of running. You hear the lapping of water. And you see sort of a glowing little ball of light.
Oh.
The ball of light is sort of swirling, and you hear,
hey, listen.
Wow.
Hey, listen.
I click the top button on my controller, the upwards triangle button.
Great. And immediately a box of text appears.
Uh-huh.
Fun.
But you still hear ad nauseum,
hey, listen.
Yeah, this sucks.
Well,
are you doing an impression of Aaron Keefe on Hey Riddle Riddle?
Hey, listen.
In the box of text, because apparently this thing can only say those two words.
Mm, sure.
You see a new riddle. This is fairly short. It says,
What's the name that you gave?
Oh, this is
Zelda.
No, there is no Zelda. There's no Link. This is just some sort of fairy, water fairy.
Okay. This isn't Navi.
Hmm?
You're up to no fucking good.
This is Navu.
This is Queen Amidala.
This is Usnavi.
Navu.
And in the text box, there's a riddle that says, which ring is square? And that's the length of it. Which ring is square?
I got
so very
it. Do you
want
to get it, though? Do you want to say it?
Which ring is square?
I got it, but do you ask? Do you want to say it?
Ringworm.
No. Boxing ring.
It is a boxing ring.
Wow.
You hear the fairy try and congratulate you, Usnavi. It says,
listen!
Sort of shaking
boy.
Up and down.
Story of my life.
That fairy's putting its ponytail into that horse's butt.
Hey, listen!
Oh. Ugh, this is what our Patreon one-shots feel like.
And you approach a new door, where a door should be.
Yay!
Writing in the air, you see a new little clue here. It says, gotta catch them all, throw a ball on the lawn. Short for pocket monster, they call us...
Oh, here we go. What do we think?
Smokemon. We already
Pokemon.
Have Ganja. Pokemon.
You know you shouldn't smoke. It's bad for your heart.
That's not proven.
Agario.
Oh, Chokemon.
Oh, boy.
What did you say?
Nothing. Sokemon.
Choke my mom?
No.
Joke-anon?
Jokemon. Let's go. Pokemon. Shake your
head. We'll say Pokemon.
As you say Pokemon, the Cardio Bros shake their head.
Damn it.
And a door does appear. You walk through it, dissolves behind you, and you see what can only be described as a lightning-enhanced pickle. You're about 10 feet away.
A lightning-enhanced pickle.
This is all you, JPZ.
So, hold on. I don't know who that is. My name is Ass. Lightning Enhanced Pickle Pokemon? Or is this a name of a specific type of Pokemon that's like Pickle... Pikachu...
And as you say that...
Pickle Chew.
As you two say that, the Pickle's eyes widen.
Pickle Chew! Pickle Chew!
Pickle Chew?
Pickle Chew?
Pickle
Chew. Well, hold on. Pickle Chew.
Pickle Chew. Okay.
I heard Pickle Chew. This is the first thing that doesn't sound like a vagina. No.
Because that's a little redundant the other way around.
Yeah. Okay, Pickle Chew.
Pickle Chew!
Sure, just...
Pickle Chew?
You're right on the line, Pickle Chew.
Pickle Chew!
Oh, Pickle Chew!
And it runs and hugs you.
It runs and
hugs fuck.
Pickle Chew, I choose you.
Oh, you're covered in brine.
And Pickle Chew is over the moon, and you can see Groceries is visibly upset.
Groceries!
Oh, don't be jealous, Groceries. Want me to eat a little bit of that baguette?
And Groceries spits out its tongue and grabs Pickle Chew. Swallows him, and there's just an egg left behind Groceries.
The fuck?
Oh, you gotta break that egg open. You gotta break that egg open.
Yeah.
And Aaron, you die.
Come on.
We both hit continue. I go up and slap the egg.
It cracks, as an egg does when you slap it.
Uh-huh.
And in the egg is no longer Pickle Chew, but a piece of paper with a riddle. It says, "My first is twice in apple, but not once in tart. My second is in liver, but not in heart." And as it says heart, the cardio bros go, "Yeah." "My third is in a giant and also in ghost. Whole I'm best when I am roast. What am I?"
God. Okay, so it's a letter riddle.
Mm-hmm.
Vowels.
And it sort of says the highlights again. My first is twice in apple, but not once in tart. My second is in liver, but not in heart. My third is in giant and also in ghost. Whole I'm best when I am roast.
Pig.
Where am I? Aaron, it is pig.
I got it, though.
Yeah, pig. Okay.
And
ass is jealous. Ass is always jealous.
Ass is jealous.
Ass, jealous. As you say pig, you see someone from a previous door sort of rip open. The door had dissolved, but where the space was, you see two hands rip open.
Oh, that's violent. That looks
through
violent.
Through the door comes a metal man. He's covered in blue armor. He has a cannon for an arm. For one of his arms, it's just a cannon. And at his side, he has a robotic dog.
We give up!
And he's wearing a red hat. And you have met MAGA Man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck this.
Hey,
goodbye.
What'd you say? Would you say fuck this?
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, no.
Unbelievable.
Her name is Fuck.
You two are with these bleeding hearts?
Yeah.
I mean, technically.
The Cardio Bros.
We can't get rid of the Cardio Bros.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm MAGA Man.
Yeah, we
this
understand.
Is my dog, Limbaugh.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Nothing.
We understand.
Would you say?
Well, can you not hear us?
And from the door as well, ripping through, is a dog holding a shotgun, and his t-shirt says, fuck hunt. And he's snickering.
Oh, God.
Everyone in this room has a tension headache.
MAGA Man, what are you doing here? Aren't you from... This is a 9-10-do-65.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you from a different system?
I don't know. What does that mean, different system? You trying to take my guns?
No, I just thought that you were...
trying to take your penis. I mean, your guns.
Good, because I got a big gun. Yeah. 5.5 inches. That's big, huh?
Well, for me, I'm 15. Yeah, I thought you.
The first time I heard Casey laugh this entire episode.
aren't you like a Capcom? It doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter. I'm glad you're here.
You are?
Well,
you're glad I'm here?
No.
Do you have a riddle?
Accept everybody to a certain extent.
And as you can tell that MAGA Man is a little upset, and you notice that the Cardio Bros have disappeared.
What?
As MAGA Man starts to approach you with the fuck hunt dog with a shotgun and Limbaugh, the robotic dog, you hear a vroom. You think it's maybe Suzuki, but as you turn around, you see that the Mario, the Cardio Bros.
Thank you.
There we go. Oopsie daisies.
Have brought shopping carts. They've brought their cardio carts. And you all hop into the... You all hop into those carts.
This cardio cart's full of vegetables.
Cardio cart.
Who needs this much kale?
We're about to play cardio cart.
Ugh.
because it's sort of like Mario Kart.
Aaron, this is for you.
I can't stress this enough. This is heaven sent.
And you get into the cardio carts as Mega Man starts to shoot from his arm cannon, and as the fuck hunt dog starts to shoot at you, you're dodging these bullets, and you make your way about a mile down the way. You're trying to throw tortoise shells behind you, whatnot, and you come across a riddle in front of you as you continue to go in the carts.
I keep driving on the sand.
It says,
I keep jumping, and it's actually really good for my turning.
You see, the riddle says, he's the shroom that you want. If you're on Rainbow Road, don't double park your cart, or my friend, you'll get
chode.
And the cardio bros shake their head yes.
God damn it.
And the door opens up, and your carts fly through, and it dissolves right as Mega Man and Fuck Hut and Dog get stuck behind it. And you see,
That was a close one.
You see what looks like a...
But some of the stuff that Mega Man was saying kind of made sense. Though,
no, right? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, you're right.
Come here.
Yeah? Ooh, my first slap from a lady.
There will be many more.
Daddy's addicted.
Oh, goddamn.
And you see in front of you what looks like... it looks like a toadstool, but it's way wider than it is.
No. Don't describe this. We see it.
Well, it's either chode or stool. Which character do you want?
No, we're good. We're good.
And so it's about as wide as it is tall. Uh-huh. And
can someone give me a ride home?
And Chode says,
I can. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Chode.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Chode.
Hi. Welcome.
Do you have a riddle for us?
Oh, you want to get straight into it?
Yeah, not dying to hang out here.
We don't want to dwell on you.
Great. Here's the riddle. Runs smoother than any rhyme, loves to fall, but cannot climb. What am I?
Diarrhea.
Okay.
Can you read it again?
Runs smoother than any rhyme, loves to fall, but cannot climb. What am I?
Leaf.
No.
It runs smoother than any rhyme.
Yeah. I'm gonna win.
Loves to fall but cannot climb.
Chode is king.
Oh, boy.
Chode. Runs smoother than any rhyme. Loves to fall but cannot climb.
Can
what
you
am
give
I?
Us a hint?
Let's see.
Loves to fall but cannot climb.
Yeah. What?
Is it like the season fall?
No.
Time?
It has to do with seasons and falling. It says it loves to fall.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Salt. Okay. Is it? Yeah.
Well, I'm saying yeah just to be supportive, but you're dead wrong. Chodes are going to win.
Oh, boy.
So it's not like seasoning.
Yeah, Chode. What?
It's not seasoning?
Well, no.
Okay.
But it has to do with seasons, I guess, but not seasoning.
Is it snow?
In a way.
Water.
Yes.
Rain.
It's what? Well, stop. You got it.
It's water.
Okay, you got it.
Hail?
Stop. You
clouds.
Got it.
Gravity.
Gravity.
Stop.
Let's go further out.
Chode's gonna win. King Chode.
And as Chode continues to rant and rave, you see off into the distance, you see a flagpole. At the top of the flagpole is sort of a pennant, or I guess you would call it a flag, but it's in the shape of sort of a pennant. And there's sort of a brick stairway leading up to the flag, but there's a big gap in between the brick stairway and the flag, probably about 15 feet or so.
Oh, no. Cardio bros, how do we get over that gap?
Oh, you have to run up the stairs and run and jump and trust. Trust in each other. Ass a fuck.
Okay. I think
A-bing!
Yeah, you really have to have a lot of trust to ass fuck.
Relax. Well, all you have to do is relax.
No, I'll have a conversation
It'll
about
fit.
It. Have a
It'll
conversation
fit.
About it.
Well, of course. That's not what I said. I said relax. I just didn't say don't have a conversation about it.
She said trust,
I've
but
never
it takes
done
a little
that,
more than trust.
And I will never do that.
I walk up the stairs, grab onto Luwai.
Vagina.
I grab out a vagina and toss him to try to see if I can get him to hit the flag.
Luwai Jai starts to soar and makes it past 90% of the stairs and then falls and breaks his neck.
Oh, he's going to come right
back. Oh, no! Oh, no!
You told me to jump, you little motherfucker!
Luwai Jai, kill me! Kill me!
And the bones in his neck are jutting out of his neck.
Are you okay?
No! Kill me!
Ew, you're still alive?
All right.
How?
Hi-ya!
And since he is a human heart with bones inside, you see that the pumping starts to slow and slow.
Well, he's going to come back. We have infinity lives. I'm not worried about him.
We have infinity lives.
Oh, well, goodbye.
And you watch, as you say goodbye, you watch the life drain out of Lawajai Cardio.
Oh, sad. Goodbye, vagina. I'll see you later.
Cardio, you said that we could make that jump, so why didn't Lawajai make it?
You're next, motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Wait. I know a riddle that will help more stairs grow.
Yeah, okay, tell us that.
I should have done that before your brother died.
Please.
We'll kill your whole fucking
please,
family,
no.
Cardio.
My wife. Please think of my wife.
Don't say my wife.
My wife.
No. Peach. A beach. Who? Beach.
She's a princess beach. Piach.
Is that, wait, what?
Princess Piach.
Wait, hold on. Beach. Leech? Princess Leech?
Sure.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. A little leech in a pink dress, I'll buy it.
Oh, I'm a rock hard. Let me give you the riddle, please. What kind of coat is always wet when you put it on?
A dog's coat.
Groceries.
And groceries starts to sort of wag its tongue.
So it's like a food coating coat.
No.
Coat of paint?
Coat of paint.
That's it. A coat of paint.
Nice.
Are you telling me you've never eaten paint in a pinch? Liar.
And more
everything I eat has a pinch of paint.
Well, you're fucking from Indiana.
And as you berate Cardio, more stairs start to grow to where you have a full path all the way to the flat.
Oh, I pick up helped. Cardio, go to the top, and throw him off the side.
Avada Kedavra to you.
No, it's all coming back. As you toss Cardio is high enough up where he just explodes.
Oh, no thanks.
Okay, so be careful of that.
And you are, as you climb up, you are inches away from the flag.
Oh, great.
Okay, so be careful of that.
I walk up. All right, groceries, you're with us now. Sorry.
I'm gonna go on your shoulders, get to the top of the flag so we get an extra life.
Oh, yeah, good call. And groceries, sorry, we killed your mom and dad or whatever we did.
Groceries.
Great.
Sorry we killed your mom or dad or whatever we did.
I take an apple.
So you think Mario and Luigi are Yoshi's mom and dad?
I don't know, man.
I don't know what this is.
I grab an apple out of groceries and take a big bite.
As you grab an apple out of groceries immediately dies. That was its heart.
The other thing was a heart. How am I supposed to know?
This apple's all fucking.
It's a Granny Smith anyway.
And you just hear a death rattle of
groceries.
Oh, don't say that.
And the bag of groceries shits itself.
I'm sorry, fuck. I'm sorry I killed all of your friends.
You're such a jerk.
And the flag is inches away.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get in your shoulders. I'm going to get the points. Here we go.
Okay.
And hop.
Fair's fair.
Aaron grabs the very top of the flag. For a moment, you're almost sitting on the flag, and you hear, paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me. So that's what plays when you're sitting on the flag, and then you slide down. You see an extra life go up to your infinity circle and shrug and then just, like, fuck off. You slide down, and waiting for you at the bottom, the game sort of turns back into Hingham. It turns back into your living room. Waiting for you back in your living room with the flag still sitting in the middle of your room is Molly, and she is there weeping, crying. She thought that she lost you. She holds out to you from behind her back. She gives you a bag. You're skeptical because you know that Molly's been a little rude to you before, a little mean, wouldn't let you play. But as
Aaron said, no good bitch. That was her.
No.
Okay, that's what you said.
But Molly hands you a bag.
What is this?
You take the bag.
There's a real bag.
And you look inside the bag.
Aaron's got a real bag.
Oh my god. Are you serious?
It's a Nintendo 64.
Where did you get this?
Well, the bag says The Exchange on it, so I'd guess that he bought it.
No.
Oh my god, and it has Banjo-Kazooie. Are you serious? Does this work? Are you serious?
And so Molly gives you the N64 with Banjo and Kazooie. Well, I say, in the game, Molly gave it to you, Adel paid for it, but that's neither here nor there.
Aaron pulls out what I can only describe as two shoeboxes full of loose applesauce and a little cartridge.
I should have done that.
That says Banjo-Kazooie.
This is really nice.
As you're appreciating the gift, you hear a message from Molly. I'll play it for you.
Did Molly record it? Are you kidding? No way. That's crazy.
Hey, Aaron. It's your sister, Molly. I'm glad you had your fun, but I've been waiting, and I need some pink juice and Cheez-Its. So you better get back to work. And don't forget the dish towel. I like the way it looks. It should be draped over your left arm. We're running a professional establishment here. So, you need to get it right. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Oh my God, I'm crying on Hey Riddle Riddle. It's the most embarrassing podcast to cry on.
So you and Molly embrace and hug, and you wake up back in Chicago, current day, present day. You're in your apartment. The microwave is clean, and still in your bed as you wake up, you're still clutching the Nintendo 64 with Banjo and Kazooie. Those are yours to keep.
This is my favorite episode of all time. You guys.
Aaron's genuinely crying.
I don't deserve this.
So Aaron, you live a wonderful, happy, long life. We celebrate Aaron. Credits roll. We see the makers of the game. Still stuck inside the game.
Oh my God!
I kind of watched all of that. Is,
still stuck inside the game.
I like start to tap all the glass.
Oh my God!
Hello? As you tap on the glass, the two shoeboxes of applesauce topple over. You're stuck inside the game, and you see a doorway appear. There's no riddle to be solved. It's just a regular door, almost to like an apartment or a condo. You go through the door, and inside is a man who looks like he's been expecting you. You suddenly look down, and you realize that you're wearing overalls, the same overalls that the Cardio brothers were wearing.
Oh, God.
And the man approaches you. What took you so long?
What do you mean, what took me so long?
Huh? I called you hours ago.
What?
I have a toilet that's backed up full of shit. You're a plumber, right?
You're
with the Cardio Bros?
Do I have a plunger in my hand?
Suddenly a plunger does appear.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm a plumber and I'm here.
Great, I have a riddle for you. What clogged my fucking toilet?
I know, a big shit. You just...
Ding, ding, ding. Big old shit.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Okay.
You have a job, right?
I guess I'm a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Do I still have infinite lives?
As you look up, the sideways eight that represents infinity goes upright, 2 and 8. It goes down to 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the one starts to kind of shake.
I guess. I guess I'll go clean the toilet for you, sir.
Great.
This is a lot of shit. This is all from you? This looks like maybe like a family did this.
Nope.
It's just you? Oh,
but I take all kinds of shits.
What's your diet?
Big shits, little shits. And JPZ is stuck in the game forever, as asked the plumber, till his dying day, working unclogging toilets. And that's the episode.
Oh,
that's Nintendo Cafe.
My God.
Oh my God.
That is one of the. This is definitely my favorite episode of all time. Thank you so much.
JPC deserves
it. Crazy.
He deserves what he got.
JPC, anything you want to plug?
Wait. Adel got me a Nintendo 64. This is the best day of my life. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Also, that recording. Thank you, Molly, for recording that. That's really sweet. I she said pink juice, which is what I called cranberry juice, ocean spray for forever. And it's red, so what the fuck was I thinking? But this is like one of the most thoughtful things you've ever done for me. And I really, I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Well, thank you for Hey Riddle City.
Can't wait to interrupt Aaron's plug time. I don't know what that was.
Go ahead.
And Aaron, you have to have us over, and Japes and I will sit and watch you play Banjo and Kazooie.
No, that's not
true.
It'll
be Nintendo Cafe.
I'll get you some charcuterie and make you drink ocean spray.
No, maybe we'll do a live stream of all of us playing that.
Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll get you an Indiana Coke, a Pepsi.
Disgusting.
Japes, anything you want to plug?
No, I don't think I got anything to plug. You can always follow me on Twitter @JPSoFly.
Well, that's a plug.
Yeah, sure.
Don't act like you don't have something and then say something. Something I want to plug is the Chicago Board Game Cafe. I went there the other day. This is from our friends at Cards Against Humanity. They opened up a board game cafe in Chicago. It's absolutely incredible. They have escape rooms. One of the rooms, or maybe both of them, are created by Sandy Weiss, our own
puzzle. He's ours.
Yeah. We own him contractually. So it's some of the best escape rooms you'll ever do. The food is incredible. The atmosphere is incredible. It's absolute magic. So please go to the Board Game Cafe. You can check them out on Twitter at Chicago Game Cafe or their website, chicagogamecafe.com. Tell them, hey, Riddle sent you. And you won't get anything, but just be nice for them to...
But they'll get off.
They'll get off. So please check that out. Also, I do want to mention, if you want to send us something, letters, whatever you want to send us, you can send that to Hey Riddle Riddle, care of I.O. Theater. That's at 1501 North Kingsbury, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. A few people sent some stuff unsolicited. We thank you for that. Adam F. sent me a Texas Chainsaw Massacre tiki mug, which is amazing. Julia Harrison sent us some homemade goods that she knitted that are incredible. A gentleman named James sent us a hot sauce roulette wheel, which is really cool.
A guy named Suli, I think it's Suli or Sully. Suli.
Suli.
Suli sent us, sent me a chinchilla that I put various hats on around my house. I'm having the time of my life.
People have also been sending us riddle books that they find. Mm-hmm. All of them, every book that we've received looks like it is haunted.
Oh my God, really?
We appreciate
Laser.
We'll do an episode of Haunted Riddles.
We appreciate you sending us cursed books.
Laser gave me like 1920s riddle books that I can't wait to use.
That's...
But I was like, I was like, this room has a bad energy now. And I was like, it's these riddle books. Laser, what amazing. Have you done?
And I also want to thank Casey Tony for the clearly wonderful work they did editing this episode, and Arnie Parrott for the new theme song, the new mm-hmm. Nintendo Cafe theme song. Aaron, anything you want to plug?
Follow me, AaronKeefe10 on Instagram and AaronKeefe2 on Twitter. I have lots of projects and various things coming up, like sketches and other stuff that you can find there. Also, message me on Instagram, and I can maybe try to get you free tickets to World News Tonight.
And Aaron, do you want to maybe plug in that Nintendo 64?
Yeah, I'm going to plug it. I cannot believe it. We have to do like a review crew of Banjo-Kazooie or something.
Absolutely.
Please. Thank you. Truly, thank you. This is so nice. I can't believe it.
And
Sean's going to freak out. We're going to never leave our apartment again.
And famously, Banjo and Kazooie, Kenzooie, is that his name?
Well, in your version, it can be whatever.
Famously,
my name's Kenzooie.
Kenzooie's
famously
Kenzooie and Maria CBS are married.
Famously, Ganja and Suzuki are from the planet
Jupiter. Bye from my favorite episode ever.
Game over.
Adel, I'm freaking out.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Arnie Parrott did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
I'm never gonna leave my house or do any work. Never gonna work again.
I'm never gonna work again now that I've got Nintendo.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.